This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So California is now moving to ban diesel-powered trucks because they are racist. They want to cut pollution and end a legacy of racism. The California Air Resources Board wants to ban the sale of all diesel semi-trucks by 2040 to fight climate change and end decades of racist practices, unquote. This is being reported by KABC. According to the California Air Resources Agency, black and Latino populations experience significantly greater air pollution impacts than white populations. They said this is because the agency says the diesel vehicles are used primarily in areas of low income and minority communities due to racist zoning policies. The proposal follows a recent vote by the agency to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. So a few things on this. Okay, one is we have a huge trucker shortage. And a lot of truckers might not be hip to the idea of having to sit there and wait 45 minutes to an hour, probably longer, to charge their vehicle. The truck stops, there's already not enough truck stops for truckers as it is. And they have deadlines. And they've been losing sleep, they've been losing exercise, time with family, to get these trucks where they need to go. So I don't know if they're going to want to be slowed down with the whole electric charging issue. The other is if a truck is unable to get their electric charge or has battery issues, and we have seen multiple videos of cars stuck, electric cars that are stuck and need tow trucks and things like that too. And mind you, you know, fuel cars get stuck too. But if the battery doesn't work, that's going to be kind of tricky to charge in the middle of nowhere. So I don't think you're going to have a lot of enthusiasm from truckers. And already with the lack of enthusiasm by truckers for the industry, we're having trouble recruiting more. So I don't know if the idea that you're going to be an electric vehicle is going to push them one way or the other. I'm sure if this is going to be by 2040, many of the current truckers now are like, we're out. So I'm not going to be around then. I don't have to worry about it. So, yeah. The other thing that's very interesting is the racism associated with diesel trucks. So the argument they're making, which is understandable, is you don't see diesel trucks drive in these suburbish neighborhoods with gates and rolling hills. They take main arteries because they're trucks. And these trucks will be on the highway and they'll take major streets. And apartments and homes that are living near major streets are going to suffer compared to those who get to live in the suburbs. If some of these homes or zones are higher in terms of numbers of non-white populations, the argument is that then these individuals are getting exposed to more and more fuel, so we need to lessen the pollution. Interesting argument, okay? But what about also the argument that if you go all electric, that's racist? So we don't have a generator. We can't afford it. If anything ever happens to our house in terms of a long power outage, you know, we have an RV, so we'll, you know, use that or something. But I keep telling my husband we need to get a generator. He's like, it's too expensive. Generators are very expensive. So the only individuals I know that have a backup generator for their house is, you know, something that could power the refrigerator, power the air conditioning, power, you know, a certain amount of square footage, have extra money. So, when I grew up poor, when the power went out, you were out. You ate by flashlight. It would be, kept the refrigerator closed. Hopefully the power would come back on. But we didn't have the extra money for generators. So if you put a population at risk of not having power and being in power grid areas that are going to be overwhelmed, then you can make an argument that that could be racist as well. If there are multiple more homes using the power grid in some zones than others, and then those grids are going to be first offline and the hardest to get back online, somebody can make an argument that the push towards electricity is going to marginalize individuals who are in these highly urban areas. So I understand we want to limit pollution. I get that. I'm a fan of our environment and wanting to protect our environment. But we have a lot of issues when it comes to our electric grid. And I don't know if electricity was ever designed to be able to handle all that. Tesla's, has to send out a software patch to fix about 1 million cars. Because apparently, the electric windows have left some owners with crushed hands. So Tesla has had to recall 1 million vehicles, Model 3, Y, Model S, Model X, some of them, because the window automatic system may not detect obstructions, meaning as they close, they could pinch fingers in their way. Now, your fingers shouldn't be on the glass, but sometimes your kids do that. So a closing window may exert excessive force by pinching a driver or passenger before retracting, increasing the risk of injury. So the defect now prompts a recall of 1 million cars. Now, with Tesla's technology, you don't have to bring the car in. They could, through a software update, fix it. But see, what concerns me is if they could fix this remotely with a software update, can't a nefarious agent send a virus that affects our cars and then causes them to do bad things? And then Tesla, let's say, or a company is overrun. I don't know how much I like that idea. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dolly here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks for you all for tuning in and putting up with my food and my teeth. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then I like to talk about what's on TV and some of the entertainment and the lack thereof and how I think Hollywood is really, really disappointed. But there's a couple things that have been making some headlines, and actually some of you have kind of reached out confused as to why there's been complaints of racism and accusations of racism when somebody doesn't like a show, but why there's such a difference in the Game of Thrones prequel versus the Lord of the Rings prequel, and why do people like the Game of Thrones prequel more when there's still, again, women leads, diversity. So we've spoken a lot about some of the changes that are happening in Hollywood, where Hollywood is now trying to catch up, where they have classics and movies and TV shows and things that have pervaded, you know, Hollywood's dynasty that wasn't diverse in the past, And that has come under a lot of criticism, so they're adding diversity now. Lord of the Rings, the Friends TV show, Cheers, a lot of these shows, Disney didn't necessarily embody the whole diverse audience. And they want to make sure they appeal to audiences, but even more so, they want to ensure that they aren't being accused of being discriminatory. So we have two shows out there, and one of you, and I'm not going to go through his email, but he brought up a really good question. He's like, well, what is the difference? How come I'm loving The House of the Dragon, which is the Game of Thrones prequel, and not The Rings of Power? And he said that his wife accused him of, well, you don't like The Rings of Power because Galadriel and you know, many of the protagonists are women. And he's like, no, because with Game of Thrones, you have the Targaryens and you have the, I mean, if you look at Game of Thrones, you had Khaleesi, you had Cersei, you had, you know, prominent women in those roles. So there's something else to that. And I could very simply clarify, so hopefully, you know, nobody, you know, because there's diversity in both shows. So you could love one and not love another, and it doesn't really have to do with politics. It doesn't have to do with, you know, how you look at the characters. It could be very simple as the storyline of the writers. And we have to be very, very careful accusing people of one thing or another if they're trying to say that a show is not, as good. You know, there's a lot, I mean, Adam Sandler did a Jack and Jill or something like that. It was a horrible movie. And if you say that, I don't think you're being anti-Semitic. I just think you're being right. It was a horrible movie. You know, I laughed, but it wasn't Adam Sandler's best movies. You can criticize and have some concerns over things in the arts and not necessarily, you know, have some other agenda. But what I've noticed with the House of the Dragon, which is the Game of Thrones prequel, versus the Lord of the Rings prequel, is the Lord of the Rings is an over 20-year-old movie series, and it comes from books that are decades old. And so for those of you that were into Dungeons and Dragons and J.R.R. Tolkien and Lord of the Rings, I mean, I've watched Lord of the Rings and that trilogy I don't know how many times. I almost have it all memorized. It's a lot more difficult to see a change in the interpretation of an elf or a hobbit or an orc than if the series was newer. So with Lord of the Rings, it was Aragorn and it was Frodo. And it was Sauron and Gandalf, and it was a very male-dominated. And so it is a little, you know, it's a little bit more of an adjustment to now see more of a female, you know, base to it. And you know, female heroines, you know, don't seem to do as well in the movies as, like, the Iron Man and Captain America versus the Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman didn't have a problem because Wonder Woman was always woman. You have Linda Carter, now you have Gal Gadot. It didn't require a change in your thinking. But for the Lord of the Rings, and the average person who saw Lord of the Rings, they saw it multiple times. It's hard to see a non-Frodo Elijah Wood hobbit. It does take some adjustment. And since people do instinctively kind of reject change psychologically until it takes a while. Even, is it Galadriel? I hope I'm pronouncing her right. The actress does amazing. If I could give credit to the actress, I think her name is Morfydd Clark. She does a fantastic job. She plays an amazing a character in that. But for those of us that love Lord of the Rings, I mean, we were following everything that Aragorn did, or Legolas did, or the dwarf, or so it was, you know, that part of the story, even though it is a significant part of this whole story, it wasn't something that we kind of attached to. The other thing also is, the Lord of the Rings prequel is, I think, thousands of years before, you know, Middle Earth and the Rise of the Orcs and Sauron and the Rings. So you don't have necessarily a lot of the familiarity. When you look at House of the Dragons with the Game of Thrones series, you already have Hightower, you have Lannisters, you have King's Landing. They pull from so much similarity with Game of Thrones that you feel like, well, it's only been a couple years since this passed, so it doesn't seem like they're rewriting it. It's a whole, you know, it seems like it's an extension. So there's a big difference, and the House of the Dragons has a very, very predominant female lead, Targaryen Rhaenys, I can't pronounce her first name. And there, it's only about 127 years prior to the Game of Thrones. So you have a few generations back, it's still a lot more similar. But also the writers, it's amazing. Lord of the Rings, I think, was fantastic because of Pete Jackson. Peter Jackson directed, and he infused a lot of his creativity. So if you're expecting that from the Rings of Power, the writers are good. It's a good storyline, but it might not hit you as you know, right in the heart as Lord of the Rings did. The other thing too also is the CGI. So whereas Lord of the Rings took areas of New Zealand and brought it to life, and I think they also filmed in Northern England and Ireland and also all over the world, but especially New Zealand, this was it was a little bit more older school how the movie was done. Now these gorgeous scenes of Rings of Power look all CGI'd. Whereas with the Game of Thrones and the House of the Dragon, you expected CGI. Alright, this was not, you know, the Middle Earth of the Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, and all that was supposed to take place on real Earth. That at the time was Middle Earth, and then things changed. With Game of Thrones, this is a whole new world. So it is fake. You know, and you have the, you know, dun, 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 and you have the, you know, you have the music in the background, and they show you the city, and they show you the city that is growing, or you know, and where the places are. So it's a new world. It's a different movie. So, you know, for those of you struggling with it, you know, it's okay to not connect with a character. I mean, some of you never connected with the Matrix characters or with John Wick. And you found Keanu Reeves bland. I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he's amazing. But you connected with him differently. Brad Pitt has a much different connection factor. Brad Pitt has a more comical, more approachable. I don't think we've had a lot of movies with Brad Pitt being a bad guy. Even in Thelma and Louise, you still loved him. It's a different sort of connectivity. And so, you know, even George Clooney, when George Clooney was in that movie with, it was a Quentin Tarantino movie. Oh, I can't think of the name, but it's where there's the vampires and it's, not Once Upon a Time. It's a different one. It's, I can't think of it. But when he was with Quentin Tarantino was supposed to be his brother. Again, even as he is a bad guy, he had that likability factor. So even with men, you will like them, Channing Tatum. They'll have that likability factor or they won't. And so women have it a little harder. Women and their likability factor, the women have always struggled. But many of them, like Khaleesi, I mean, wow, Emilia Clarke, she knocked it out of the ballpark. Galadriel, actually her last name is Clark as well. Miss Moral, I can't pronounce it right, Clark. She's fantastic. I just don't know. It's going to take a while. Remember, Game of Thrones was multiple years. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But either way, I really urge the writers to make sure you concentrate on the story and to make sure you bring the books to life and try not to infuse a lot of politics into it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ian is maintaining strength as a Category 1 storm as it turns toward the United States. The most recent update from the National Hurricane Center puts the storm about 90 miles west-southwest of Grand Cayman with 75-mile-per-hour winds. Ian is expected to turn more north as it passes west of the Florida Keys late Tuesday before approaching the state's west coast. In Tampa, people like Casey Martinez tell NBC News they've started filling their gas tanks and collecting supplies.
I don't think we should panic. I don't think, it's part of living here in Florida. We should always definitely be prepared for the worst, of course, but not panic.
In a big shift in its manufacturing strategy, Apple has begun making its iPhone 14 in India. The company is also scaling back some production in China. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the FDA has acknowledged that its response to the infant formula shortage was hindered by outdated technology and delays. They did a 10-page report, and they said that the tech that supports systems that allow the public and other stakeholders to submit product safety and quality complaints, adverse event reports, and product manufacturing concerns is outdated. Well, I'd like to know if that same system is what's there for the vaccine. Adverse event reports and product safety and quality complaints. I mean, there shouldn't be a different system for one and not, you know, is that system outdated also? Or do we have one system for one and not for the other? They said, in addition, inadequate processes and lack of clarity related to whistleblower complaints may have delayed the FDA's response to those complaints. So a company whistleblower apparently tried to warn the FDA of problems at the Abbott Nutrition Facility in Sturgis, Michigan in the fall of 2021, but government inspectors did not investigate the complaints until months later. The agency previously told Congress that agency officials did not learn about the complaints until this February because of mail delays and a failure to escalate the Abbott employees' allegations. Okay. Mail delays. Is that the same mail system we're using for mail-in ballots? Okay, I'm sorry. It just, if the FDA is coming out saying, well, this system is messed up. Okay, you realize we have a lot of things dependent on that system, like our next election. So what's going on with the mail? The administration also found that some samples taken from the Michigan plant had been delayed in transit by third-party delivery companies. Yes, third-party delivery companies might also be involved in the election as well. We heard there was one truck that was stopped after the election that had tons of ballots. Again, I'm not here to bring up, election fraud and all that, but listen, if you're having issues with transit, you're having issues with mail, all right, we got to get this fixed before an election. If you're having issues with an adverse event reporting system within the FDA, then as you're rolling out new vaccines and new boosters, you might want to make sure that's up to date as well. It's just a thought. Just a recommendation. The FDA said it had to reschedule its initial inspection of the Abbott plant due to cases of COVID among company staff. The average infant doesn't give a heart and doot if somebody has COVID. They want to make sure that the plant and their food is coming. In a total of 15 findings, the FDA, according to Fox News, said the emergency response lacked clarity of roles between programmatic and incident command standard operating procedures. The agency needed effective mechanisms to rapidly engage with regulatory and public health partners to avoid confusion. Its investigators received limited infant formula-specific training. Funding limitations had stalled growth on the foods program. Record-keeping practices were dated. Maybe they meant to say outdated. And the FDA does, or dated, meaning they were older. And the FDA does not have the ability to manage supply chain issues. Who is supposed to manage the supply chain issues? Is it supposed to be Pete Buttigieg's group? Department? Who's supposed to manage it? And why are investigators limited in infant formula-specific training? If you are a part of the FDA, and you have food that you are, I am sure that there might be specific training on Coca-Cola and soda pop and chips and meat and that. Why aren't you also trained on infant food? It's supposed to be all food. Not sure why that was missed. Again, we're spending a lot of money on our FDA. They say some findings were related to the nature of the issue, with the report highlighting that the consumer education regarding the safe handling and preparation of infant formula is limited, and the incident required an unusual level of agency leadership involvement to assess and weigh risks associated with potential product contamination against risks of essential products being unavailable due to shortage. So I wonder how that conversation went. All right, boss, what? I'm trying to work from home. It's COVID. Boss, we have an issue. Can't it wait till after the pandemic? No. What is it? Well, we screwed up. Looks like we have bad formula out there. And we need to do something. All right, well, so just then stop production. Have it recalled. Well, we don't really have a bunch of other plants. Why not? Well, we haven't really been working on that. So you're telling me we either have a shortage of formula or we have bad stuff? Yeah. Can't believe I got to think about this when we're in the middle of a pandemic. Do I need to come into the office? No, you don't need to come into the office. Just what do you want us to do? Do you want us to halt production or not? Yes, halt it. Man, somebody's getting fired. This should have been addressed a long time ago. Cronobacter is not a naturally reportable disease. Gaps in the understanding. I think Cronobacter Nakazaki? Is that the genius species? Not usually reported, very rare, but apparently they said there were gaps in understanding the contamination, and that also stymied the FDA's response. The FDA said conditions observed at Abbott Nutritional Facility were not consistent with a strong food safety culture. Meaning, the conditions observed mean it was probably a mess. The FDA's report was the result of dozens of interviews with the staff and leadership directly involved with the events. And then the national formula shortage was also then sparked by shutting down the Michigan production plant. I'm glad they finally shut it down, but then it took forever to get it back up. So the plant was shut down after the coronavirus pathogen was detected in the supply and led to at least four infant illnesses, including two deaths. An investigation into the links between the illnesses and the formula is ongoing, even though Abbott said it wasn't in our formula. Abbott said there is no causal relationship between Abbott's products and the reported deaths. Because you know the lawsuits are coming. Abbott conducts microbial testing on products prior to distribution, and no Abbott formula distributed to customers tested positive for Coronabacter Sakazaki, or Salmonella. All retained product testing at Abbott and the FDA during the inspection of the facility came back negative for Coronabacter Sakazaki and or Salmonella. No Salmonella was found at the Sturgis facility. So the shortage then forced parents to scramble, go to wet nurses. People were selling infant formula to each other or mother's milk to each other. And then the U.S. had to airlift millions of pounds of powdered formula from overseas. Now, the inventories are improving. I still see shortages when I go to the stores because I still check on it. And I also see that the prices are enormously high. But it was something that didn't have to be. And I think we all know what happened during COVID and during labor shortages. These plants were probably understaffed. And a lot of the protocols and the things that should have been done weren't, because there wasn't enough staff. And they had to just keep working, and keep, you know, plugging away. Again, because our attitude was, well, you know, if you have COVID, you got to stay home. We have another person out because of COVID. I can't tell you how many people were asking for doctor's notes saying, yeah, I got COVID again. I need a note. I need another. Can I get a doctor's note? And I'm like, right before the holiday weekend? Yeah, I got COVID. Oh, okay. Can I still fly, though? No, you can't. If you have COVID, you're not supposed to fly. Well, I got tickets. You know, and so these companies struggled. They didn't have enough staff. And this was a cluster and a half. British scientists, by the way, are telling us that you got to be really careful with your reusable contact lenses, as you are nearly four times more likely to develop a rare eye infection. British scientists looked at 200 daily or reusable contact lens users who came to clinics with either an eye infection or another illness. They found acanthamoeba keratitis, which inflames the surfaces of the eye and can lead to blindness. The infection is triggered when microorganisms get into the contact lenses via contaminated solution or dirty hands, and then it gets through the eyes through tiny tears. You get eye pain, redness, blurred vision, cloudy look to the eye, and a lot of you guys are calling, you know, telemedicine for eye drops. You got to get your eye looked at. And please throw out those contacts. Don't reuse them. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Hurricane Fiona is going to strike Canada. Powerful hurricane force, post-tropical storm that has been starting over the weekend. Officials in Nova Scotia are telling residents that they should be preparing today and bracing for impact. It has been lashing Bermuda as a Category 4, downgraded to a 3 storm. And Fiona may be one of the most intense storms ever to hit Atlantic Canada as it comes this weekend. It could even set a national intensity record based on minimum air pressure. So they say the storm is likely to bring widespread damaging winds to Canada, specifically in the region of Halifax and Newfoundland. Power could be knocked out in some areas for extended periods of time. I think in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, they're still struggling with lack of power and water. pounding surf, damaging storm surge flooding will also affect the Canadian Maritimes. Fiona was the first major hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season. It underwent transformation from a post-tropical storm, and then it hit Puerto Rico as a Category 1, and then went strengthened as it pummeled Bermuda and keeps going north. They believe the hurricane force windstorm is most comparable to 2012's Hurricane Sandy. So they are concerned. Canada's bracing for it, and we'll see what the afterfall is. Sadly, they are expecting a lot of heavy rainfall and severe winds. Now, there's been a storm that has been skirting South America, and they feel it is going to shift into the Caribbean and into the Gulf of Mexico and become a major hurricane threatening the United States. AccuWeather's Tropical Forest team began cautioning about the looming threat earlier this week as, I believe, Hurricane Hermine. I believe the system is right now dubbed 90 Invest 98L. Oh, they're not ready to call it, I guess, an Atlantic tropical storm yet. So it's called Invest 98L by the National Hurricane Center. And they feel that this could become hurricane level. It is disorganized because of its proximity to South America, but it does have strong disruptive winds. If the system remains poorly organized into this weekend, it could encounter more favorable conditions to then become a tropical depression, then into a tropical storm, and then become a hurricane. If this does it before another storm comes in, it will be called Hermine or Hermine. A couple of other disturbances over the eastern Atlantic will also be competing for the next name on the list. After Hermine come Ian and Julia. So earlier this week, meteorologists dubbed the system a tropical rainstorm and began to issue its own track and impact maps. Now, when you look at the impact maps, it looks like it goes in between the Caribbean and Mexico and into the Gulf, and then it could hit Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, go up, maybe Texas. So right now, people are kind of looking at this and, keeping an eye on it. They say this poses the first threat of a potentially major hurricane to the U.S. And even though we've had kind of a nice, quiet nature to the 2022 season, they are concerned that people are taking this too lightly as we're slowly coming into October. The northern coast of Venezuela and Colombia, as well as Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao, will feel the impact of the extensive westward-moving rainstorm. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but it looks like it is moving. And as it enjoys the warmer weather and some consolidation of its winds, it can sadly increase to something more serious. 1-877-DOCK-DALY, 1-877-DOCK-DALY. Don't look at the stock market. Well, I mean, if you want to. We had a rough week. Stocks tumbled on Friday to close out a brutal week for financial markets. Dow Jones fell about 700 points to fall below 30,000 for a new low for the year. I don't think it's been like that since November 2020. That level. So we made gains, but looks like we lost those. So they say, according to Quincy Crosby of LPL Financial, the market has been transitioning clearly and quickly from worries over inflation to concerns over the aggressive Federal Reserve campaign. You see bond yields rising to levels we haven't seen. It changed the mindset to how does the Fed get to price stability without something breaking. I told you guys to look into I-bonds. I-bonds, the interest rate is now 9.72%. I've never seen that with bonds. Bonds usually aren't the best investment, but when inflation is high, the I-bonds are dependent on that. And even if inflation goes down, it can't go below zero. It can't, even if there's deflation, you won't get paid less than zero. So you shouldn't lose your money. You know, it's locked up for a year, and you might not get the full benefit for 5 to 10 years of the bond, but still, it's pretty a good number. Now, sadly, they say Americans have lost an average of $4,200 in annual income since President Biden took office. I mean, you could say since 2021, but people are, of course, blaming the president for some of his choices and things that could have led to inflation, including the increased spending. And the average American, they said, has lost about $4,200. If you look at the stock market from the last week, I think you guys could probably even say more than that. Experts at the think tank Heritage Foundation says consumer prices have risen 12.7% since 2021, far outpacing wages, and heritage experts believe this has cost Americans at least $3,000 in purchasing power. The Fed pushes interest rates to a range of 3 to 3.25%. As they do that, higher borrowing costs are also squeezing Americans on mortgages, vehicle loans, credit cards. That's adding the other $1,200 a year. So the $4,200 loss erases the $4,000 increase in annual earnings that occurred under the Trump administration. So as people got paid more, and with Biden said, pay your employees more, the rise in inflation and the rise in gas and the rise in all in airline fees and electricity offset that. So people are saying, I'm still not making enough. They're not making enough, but the more you have employers pay, the more their prices are going to go up, and then the more inflation there is. I don't know what the answer is. Prices are not going to go down if they have high payroll. That's why we're expecting massive job loss. Already there's tons of companies laying off. There's a website for you guys to keep an eye on. It's called the Layoffs Tracker. And this Layoffs Tracker lists a bunch of companies throughout the world. Let me see if I could get they have non-U.S. and U.S. I'm trying to just get the United States ones. But there's tons of companies that are showing how many they're laying off, when it happened, what their website is. And so for those of you that want to look up your company, there's thousands of companies in this, and it looks globally, because also remember, a lot of companies have global, you know, but it looks at the company, the location, the numbers laid off, the date, the industry, the source, the list of employees. If there is a list, there's even lists of these, and it goes on. So, you know, it's not an easy time. I know you guys are stressed. Republicans are promising a commitment to America. They're going to fully fund border enforcement strategies and end catch-and-release loopholes. They're going to criminalize all forms of illicit fentanyl, they're promising, for the next election. They're going to support 200,000 more cops with recruiting bonuses. Increased crime is causing increase in prices as companies are moving to areas that might have higher rent, more law enforcement. They might be hiring more security, enclosing things in cases which cost more money, shortening hours, and these are things that are raising prices. Crackdown, the GOP has promised to crack down on prosecutors who refuse to prosecute violent crimes. They vow in their commitment to America to not give federal money to woke DAs. They're going to have a select committee on China, and they're also going to confront big tech bias and censorship. It's going to be an interesting midterms. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.